Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. And today, I first of all need to apologize. I completely forgot to record my podcast episode. I always do it on a Thursday afternoon. I've been doing it for well over a year now, and I don't know why. I'd even thought about what graphic, like what post I was going to do around the podcast, and completely forgot to record it. So a bit of an unexpected happening there, but here I am on the following day recording. And what I love about this is that it's made me realize that I can absolutely do this on the day that this Jupiter Uranus conjunction is happening. And I just love that synchronicity, so I feel it was meant to be. And so here we are, and I'm going to be doing a short, sweet little episode about all around this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, because it's a biggie. It's a big deal cosmically. So this is a conjunction that is going to last for the next sort of 2-3 days. It will take us up to the 21st of April, so it's a very short period in time, but it feels significant. And we're going to go into why this is the case, how it's going to impact us, what the kind of significance of it is. It's really, really interesting. And then I'll just quickly update you on what else is going on as well, cosmologically and with the moons. So it is a busy time, obviously, very significant, lots of happenings in the cosmos. And with Jupiter conjuncting with Uranus, which means a particular alignment with Uranus between these two planets, and this is occurring in the constellation of Taurus. Now, this is a big deal, because the last time that this particular alignment happened in the Taurian constellation was in 1941. Which obviously was the beginning of the year that World War II happened. And this is what everyone's getting really excited about, okay? Now, it won't happen again until 2107. So that, you know, in that constellation of Taurus, okay? So we're not going to have this particular alignment with these particular energies and astro influences again for a long, long time. And it's big, it's expansive, because obviously Jupiter is the planet, as we know, the planet of abundance and opportunity. And also Uranus is a planet of sudden change. It's a bit of a trickster, you know. It's one of those where you get a lot of, you know, when it's kind of in play, when it's influencing us, we get a lot of unexpected endings, unexpected beginnings, unexpected shifts and changes. So just expect the unexpected, basically. So we're gonna talk a little bit more about this now, but it's also being called the ferocious beast, as in, you know, really, really like auspicious things are going to happen, ultimately for our higher good. But, you know, these sudden changes can maybe feel a little bit negative because we weren't expecting them. But obviously, ultimately, it's going to get us on the right path. Okay, so I don't want to alarm you. You know, it's not about that, but it's just to prepare you for anything like that so that you can then say, oh, okay, this is okay, this has happened, you know, and it's a bit shocking or whatever, you know, I really wasn't expecting this, but it's going to get me to where I need to be, okay? Or it may be that you have a really wonderful surprise, or, you know, some abundance coming your way where you were least expecting it. You know, it's going to be that sort of thing. But when we look at this particular alignment in Taurus in 1941, so we're going right back to the start of World War II, you know, this was a major upheaval at this time. This was a major upheaval, and the energies, the cosmic energies, stirred up a revolutionary change. If we think about it, there was so much that changed lives and redefined lives for so many people after that war. And that particular alignment was the beginning of it. You know, and it's funny, I've just been out with my sister actually, and she's funnily enough, she's doing her podcast, her very first episode today, all around this alignment as well, this conjunction. And we were saying that women's lives actually transform so much. You know, when we look at Britain, for example, a lot of women were called into work to do the jobs that the men weren't there to do, whereas before they may have been housewives, you know, looking after children or whatever. So kind of gender roles were very much redefined, especially in Britain at this time. And obviously there were huge changes to global economy during and following World War II that are still affecting us and impacting us today, obviously. There was a lot that was recalibrated. So it's this kind of huge, significant energy that's upon us right now, that's impacting us right now. So maybe even expect things at a global level to do with the economy, you know, institutions, things like that, maybe falling away, you know, recalibrating, reshifting. You know, it's going to be this kind of stirring energy, stirring events that will create great, great change. It has that potential, you know, it really is a big deal. So let's talk a little bit about Jupiter as well, you know, a little bit in more depth. So obviously we know it's the planet of abundance, but we're not just talking about financial abundance and stability, because obviously Taurus is all about the grounding and stabilizing forces. So, you know, that there will be a stability within our finances, quite possibly during this time. But it's also abundance in time, you know, in interests, you know, in power, maybe. You know, I feel like a lot of women in particular are going to be finding their voice, speaking their truth more, realizing their power. I feel there will be a bit of a shift within that and within dynamics, within relationships. You know, it's that bit of a rise of the divine feminine because of, look at what happened, you know, all those years ago in 1941, you know, a lot of women stepped into different roles there and maybe got more economically powerful, financially powerful. Really, really interesting energies, because, you know, we need to see those cycles be, you know, and this is what happens. These cycles repeat. The cycles of change are being repeated, maybe differently, but there will be commonalities, you know, between these times. So, you know, and also obviously, as always, with any sort of planetary alignments and activations, retrogrades or whatever, it highlights what isn't in alignment for us as well. So if you are feeling in scarcity in some way, this may be feeling stronger than usual, or, you know, maybe you're feeling the need to trust that, you know, at the moment you don't have financial stability because you were looking to make shifts within your reality for long-term gain. You know, all of these things are going to come up into question and hopefully settle down in a more aligned way for you. And like I said, Uranus is this kind of cosmic trickster, as I like to call it, you know, full of surprises. So these changes around the Jupiter energy, it's like it's going to come suddenly. And like I said right at the beginning, it will be either, you know, breakthroughs or breakdowns. It could go either way, and I feel that's very much depending on how aligned you are with your purpose. If you're right on track and you've been doing your inner work, and you know, you've been making the changes as you go along, then you're not going to feel the ups and downs so much. But if there is something that is really standing in your way and really needs to shift, this is probably going to be happening for you over the next few days. So I just want to prepare you for that. And I was, you know, I was just talking to my sister. We knew that my brother-in-law, he's had kind of quite a few years out now to do a self-build. You know, they've got a new housing project, and they're starting to build their property and their new property. And about a week ago, he got headhunted for a business that's kind of establishing itself, and it's all kind of like eco stuff, which he's really into. And he was going to be drafted in to do sort of 3 days a month's work for this business. And he went along, and it's turning out that he's going to do full time to really establish it and become one of the co-founders. And he's got lots of perks around that. And it was just really, really unexpected. And it's just all happened. It all happened last night. and he's now agreed to do that. So this is the sort of power and potential that this energy carries. So, you know, just be really, really open to change. Just, you know, expect the unexpected, get yourself ready, and just see what comes up. And I'd love to hear back from you, because it feels really exciting and portentous and auspicious time. So, you know, wild events, you know, wildest dreams could be coming to your doorstep over the next few days rather. So yeah, exciting times, definitely. So that's what's happening with this conjunction. I really felt I needed to dedicate time to it this week because it is a big deal. Obviously, we've got the upcoming full moon, and I feel that will kind of come on the back of that conjunction next week. Next Wednesday in the UK, we will feel the full lunation, which will rise in Scorpio at that point. So any of you that have got Scorpio within your birth charts, you'll be feeling it even more so. It's all about the shadow aspects, your sense of being and purpose and spirituality. All of these things will be rising up for you to look at and maybe deepen into. And also, and this is so interesting, because I went, I do my cold water swimming, and I went this morning, and I was just talking to a group of ladies there, and I was telling them about the Lyriad meteor showers, because one of them was saying that last night she had this really intense dream that felt really real. And I said, well, yeah, we've got the meteor showers this weekend. And obviously you're tapping into that. It could be a little bit because of this conjunction as well, because we have really big energies. So Lyriad showers, definitely feeling them Sunday, Monday. But it's really, really good. You know, it's a good idea to be paying attention to your dreams over the next few nights, because we get lots of messages around this time. All right then, my lovely. So if you would like to delve deeper into this beautiful world of cosmology and the lunar cycles and all these phases and opportunities that could be coming your way, and really understand how to align to these incredible energies, you know, for self-transformation and soul searching, then join us in Circle next week. So we have our online membership circle on Monday. And we have our in-person moon circle, which I'm really, really looking forward to, actually on the full moon next Wednesday. So if you are local to me, which is Leicestershire, Lutterworth, Leicestershire, UK, then you can find the links for those two circles in this week's show notes. All right, my lovelies. So have a gorgeous weekend. Expect the unexpected. And I'll be connecting soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.